Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. As we tell it like it is. The way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and I hate to remind you, with limited time left.
Yeah.
We've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that.
Eek, my ears are growing.
And
and so is my nose. There are things they don't tell you about growing old, but you find out on your own.
Tell me
now,
about it.
Now, you complained about my decrepit, wrinkled skin. It was either in a podcast or in one of our written pieces for Old and in the Way Sisters. You said that I would expose my wrinkled skin. You are 5 years younger. You have a much better skin condition.
Not necessarily. I've been tanning for my whole life, and that creates a lot of wrinkles.
I know. But you did not get into the main attraction here. Bat wings.
Oh.
It's not just the wrinkled skin. It's the entire upper arm. You notice them more now. Heavy women have pendulous bat wings that actually swing.
Yeah,
with every movement, scrawny, which is my husband's favorite word to describe me. Scrawny women can still have them, but they're thin and sinewy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, enough said. But back to my ears and nose. Did you know that those body parts are made of cartilage or something? And they continue, I'm looking at you, they continue growing throughout your lifetime. So, old lady, big ears, big nose. Older lady, gigantic ears and nose.
No, I'm not ready for this.
Picture yourself. You look like an elf. A gnome. Nothing we can do about that.
I'm wearing a scarf over my ears.
Yeah, all right, to distract from over your ears. Yeah. You know, then there are boobs.
Oh.
When you were young, could you even believe that your small, high, firm breasts could ever touch your waist? You know, what waist? But where the waist would normally be located. But inch by inch, yes, it is possible for your very own boobs to travel that long downhill path to your waist.
I'm boycotting this topic.
You want to see proof?
No!
Another bit about boobs. Cleavage. What was once a narrow, deep canyon is now the Great Plains. This wide expanse where once the bulging breasts met is covered with a network of fine wrinkles. I even have a sundress that I called the wrinkled cleavage dress.
Oh, boy.
For those who like that sort of thing. Next. Okay. The
Next.
Butt.
There's more?
I actually don't have one anymore.
A butt?
Yes, this can actually happen. I remember seeing the wrinkled behind of my mother while she was having a medical exam. I was horrified.
Oh, no.
Now I have that wrinkled butt. It's hard to believe that at one time I worried about my big butt. Remember when, you had to wear girdles and such?
Yeah.
That was back long
yes.
ago. Now, nowadays I see that big butts are in.
Yeah.
I know. And they have like these straps that you can use so that you can, develop bigger butts. I'll admit, my butt wrinkles extend to my thighs.
Oh.
Being scrawny, I have thigh gap, coveted by some women, but my gap is covered with wrinkles. And my little dog, she has a hard time when she tries to, sit on my lap, she falls through the thigh gap.
Oh, no.
What next? My hands, big hands, big, bony, crooked fingers, a network of wrinkles covering many prominent blue blood vessels They crisscross my hand and waist.
Yeah, that is inherited. Mom had those, and I have them, and you have them. I don't know about the guys in our family.
Short nails, some cracked but clean. No polish or manicure for this old lady. Ugly hands. Most rings don't fit over my enlarged joints. I wear my wedding ring loosely on my slimmest finger, held on with a little gold band above it.
Oh, you can always use a necklace.
Yeah, right. I could do that. I've given away my other rings.
Oh.
Now, you talk about letting your hair go natural, white, after years of dyeing it. But you went gray when you were 30.
That was because of the shampoo.
Oh, right. I still have lots of blonde hair. Na 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 boo boo. Sometimes I say that I have lots of blonde hairs.
Oh.
Each one has a name.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, my hair has gotten thin, but unlike many older women, no short hair and a perm for me.
For me.
Yeah.
It looks better with long hair. You stay younger.
I think so. Looking. You know, I hope so. You mentioned earlier that I didn't say anything about gray pubic hair.
Oh, no. I'm not going there.
And don't picture a bush. Picture some windswept weeds. Yeah. Then there's my face. My face is falling off my skull. Down, down, drooping, sagging, sliding, wrinkles becoming furrows.
The neck.
Canyons, lips blending into the wrinkled skin around them, eyelids sagging, circles under my eyes that defy concealer.
What'd you do, stand in front of the mirror to write this?
I don't have to. This is all memorized. But now I just put a little liquid lanolin on, a little bit of makeup. Gone are the days when I used mascara, eyeliner, powder, blusher.
Yeah, look at all the money you're saving.
Yeah, I'm practically rich now. Yeah, your comments are really entertaining. But, you know, all you can do is accept the changes with as much humor as you can muster.
That's right.
And Nancy, may you live long and may your ears grow to be huge.
Well, you are a perfect example that I'm trying to follow.
Okay, then.
Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. We are Nancy and Janet,
the Bitchin' Sisters.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.